WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, and if you're finding yourself checking emails at 9 p.m, scrolling through work chat while trying to enjoy dinner, or just generally feeling like your job is constantly seeping into your personal time, well, you've come to the right place. Because tonight, we're tackling a crucial part of achieving that elusive work-life balance. Setting healthy boundaries between those two worlds. Ever feel like your work week stretches on forever? Like there's this invisible line blurring between work hours and me time? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. It's a struggle we all face in this always-on world. We're bombarded with notifications, messages, deadlines. It's like our work is constantly vying for attention. But guess what? You deserve to have evenings and weekends where you can truly relax, recharge, and enjoy life outside of that office cubicle. And setting boundaries, my friends, is the key to making that happen. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit who avoids all things work-related after 5 p.m. unless that works for you. It's more about consciously choosing when and how you engage with work and respecting those limits you set. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let your friends barge into your house uninvited at any time, right? Setting boundaries is about treating your personal time with the same respect. So, what are some practical ways to establish these crucial lines in the sand? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your evenings and weekends. 1. Define your non-negotiables. What activities bring you joy outside of work? Spending time with loved ones. Hiking. Losing yourself in a good book. Make a list of those non-negotiable moments and schedule them into your week just like any other important meeting. Treat them as sacred time that's off-limits to work intrusions. 2. Establish clear communication. Let your colleagues, boss, and clients know your working hours. If you're not checking emails or taking calls after 6 p.m, be upfront about it. You can even set an out-of-office message on your email that reflects these boundaries. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations from the get-go. 3. Create a physical separation. This doesn't mean you need to have a dedicated office space, but try to designate a specific area in your home for work. When you finish your workday, physically leave that space. This helps signal to your brain that it's time to switch gears and relax. 4. Embrace the art of no. It's okay to decline extra work or commitments if they encroach on your personal time. You don't have to be a superhero who can do it all. Learning to say no gracefully protects your well-being and allows you to focus on what truly matters. 5. Unplug, seriously. I know our phones are practical extensions of ourselves these days. But when it comes to setting boundaries, disconnecting is essential. Put your phone on do not disturb mode during dinner with family or a weekend hike. Give yourself permission to be fully present in those moments without the constant pings and distractions. Now, let's talk about a real life example. Picture this. Sarah, a marketing manager, is constantly checking emails and taking work calls even on her evenings and weekends. She feels overwhelmed and exhausted, barely having any time for her hobbies or social life. She's starting to resent her job because it's consuming every aspect of her existence. One day, Sarah decides to take control. She sets boundaries by establishing specific work hours, communicates them clearly to her colleagues, and turns off notifications outside those hours. She makes a conscious effort to unplug during dinner and weekends, dedicating that time to relaxation and recharging. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel the difference. She has more energy, less stress, and enjoys her free time immensely. That's the power of setting boundaries. It's not about being selfish or avoiding responsibility, it's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a sustainable lifestyle that allows you to thrive both personally and professionally. Remember, folks, setting healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. There will be times when work demands more attention, but by establishing those clear lines from the get-go, you empower yourself to navigate those challenges with greater balance and grace. So go out there, set your boundaries, reclaim your evenings, and start living a life that feels truly fulfilling. And remember, if you need a little extra motivation, come back here tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm. Until then, keep it chill and sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.